This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. We're talking about the possibility of providing some education to those who might be interested in pursuing what we do. And I'm talking about off-grid living, farming, raising your own food, paying less taxes, buying the farm equipment necessary, raising animals, all the things that we do, hunting, fishing, gathering, medicinal plants, herbs. And reducing the stress in your life from the current environment that so many people are involved in, you know, this racing to work, traffic, then get to work frazzled, and then the boss beats you up, and then you get home after being in traffic for way too long, and then what do you do? And it's just this treadmill of life that so many people are trapped into. And Rich jumped off the corporate ladder many, many years ago. Mrs. Fennelli and I did as well. And we decided that we were going to do what's important to us rather than take orders from others. And that's what we've done. And you may want to do the same thing. And Rich and I are talking about a way of teaching you how to do what we've done so you can avoid making lots of mistakes, so many mistakes that others have made, have failed and given up. Because it is daunting. There's no question about it. You just don't jump off the corporate ladder without planning and become successful. I know people who have more money than skills, and they just make serial mistakes. One mistake after the next. Pretty soon they're going to run out of money. That's what Rich and I are talking about right now, helping you avoid making those mistakes and how to become successful. Because we know where some of these pitfalls are. Absolutely, we know. And we can help you avoid them if you're interested. But we don't know if there's any interest. Rich?
Well, Vince, it's pretty obvious that it's an aristocracy, serfdom relationship, and not so much a left-right paradigm, as I mentioned all too often over the air. Look at the S&P, Standard & Poor's, companies expected to buy back $800 billion of their own stock. And buybacks, dividends, stock options for the executives, the CEOs and CFOs, and, of course, mergers and acquisitions, which basically means less workers, more consolidation, more robotics taking jobs. So as options become fewer and fewer for the average Joe, which is the bottom 93%, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand by and wait to be a someday aisle? I mentioned that term in my book. I talked about it briefly, and I think that when I get calls from people from around the world, that's the biggest fear is losing out on time, leverage, losing out on their adventure years to do things and have a certain lifestyle where they can control their own destiny and be a little more healthier, but just have more fun as well. Now, look at all the urban, suburban infrastructure that's crumbling in America. Who's going to pay for that? Where's the money coming from? Are we going to have a tyrannical government, or are we going to lose our freedom of speech? Are we going to have gun confiscation? Do you want to be in urban, suburban America under that circumstance? How about currency and value and appreciation of commerce, folks? Are we going to have an SDR, special drawing rights, monitored by the IMF? Is gold going to shine? Is it going to be cryptocurrencies? What about the petrodollar? I'm sure all of you by now know that the China now has a petro yuan, which is going to take put a lot of competition against our dollar. Are we going to be able to print like we've printed over the years? Probably not, because we're losing so much confidence in the U.S. dollar or fiat currencies in general. So where do you want to be when all this happens, when the collapse happens? When, because it's pretty obvious. Well, I mean, look at the S&P 500, folks. If you took $800 billion, you could build multiple walls along our southern border with that $800 billion. We could take so many people out of poverty. But yet, what does the elite do? They feather their own nest. Instead of putting money into R&D, into employees, into new people, into research and development, they're putting $800 billion into stock buybacks, dividends for the very wealthy. As I've mentioned many times on the show, 1% of the people own 83% of the stocks, 10% of the people own 96% of the stocks. And the stock options, as it goes up, all that money goes into feathering the nest of executives when they cash in their stock options. And guess what they do after all this? They sell corporate debt, more in the form of bonds. And they say, you know, it could be triple Z rated, but they say it's triple A rated. And then they bundle it up, a.k.a. derivatives, and other stuff, and sell all these promises and all this debt that will never be paid back to mostly pension funds and the little people, which is us. So I got a phone call 2 days ago from a couple from Pennsylvania. I'm not going to mention anything specific about them. But towards the end of the conversation, they really love this lifestyle. They read my book. A lot of people contact me because they read my book or heard me over the air or heard me in a talk or something. And they contact me and they say, I want to live this lifestyle. I want to have a plan B. I want to have other options. I want to learn new skill sets. I don't want to teach my kids how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. So what I suggest often to a lot of people who say, I don't have the economic means or the capital resources to buy land. So I said, well, then don't go to college. If 90% of the college degrees are worthless and you're paying tons of debt back and losing time leverage on establishing equity, is it really a smart move? Why don't you learn certain skill sets? Like putting together solar arrays, or building, or clearing land, or putting up foundations. Things that are going to have tangible common sense and logic in its basic nature. Now, instead of going to college, how about you parents and grandparents, instead of spending money on that, and those of you who are going to lose all your pensions, why don't you buy rural land for your kids? Have your kids come out here and manage the land, and when you retire, you have a place to live. And in the meantime, the place is being parked out. Structures are being put up, like cabins and barns and garages and carports and solar arrays and gardens and fencing and animals. And all of a sudden, you have a working farm or a hobby farm, however you want to label it. And you're teaching kids and grandkids skill sets. You have quality of life. You're controlling your own destiny. You're living healthier. Now, if you want to work urban, suburban America, if they work out of the home on the internet like a lot of people do, that's an option. But what I'm saying is combine resources and think with foresight so the older generations have a place to live, to be taken care of in a debt-free setting while you're teaching your friends or family how to live. And it could also be a business model where in 5 years you get all these people together, and that's one of the things that Vince and I were talking about. And we get them together based on their skill sets. They cross-train. They live for 5 or 10 years living a great lifestyle, and then they sell the property for profit, and profits are distributed on what is negotiated at the end game at the very beginning of getting the people together. And it's based on labor, it's based on skill sets, it's based on who puts in the most capital resources, a.k.a. money, and it's all negotiated, so everything is on paper, and there's no whining. Now, we're in a, folks, everybody can see that the stock market, the bond market, everything is fixed, everything is rigged. Even 20% of the Russell 3000 companies are called zombie companies because they can't even pay interest on their payments. So they're over-leveraged and under-liquid. And when if the Fed does raise interest rates, which I hope they don't, because as I always say, interest rates are a function of economic growth, wages, and inflation, and all of those are descending. So, but if they do, everything collapses. Stocks, bonds, housing, especially real estate in the form of commercial and retail, emerging markets. We can't even afford the interest in our debt now. How are we going to afford it if it keeps going up? Depending on what you read, we have to get $3 to $6 of debt for one percentage or $1 to be growth. I mean, that's a lose-lose situation. And, well, people say, well, in a 30-year period during 1952 and 82, we had an economic surplus. We had higher interest rates. Well, we, you know, the growth rate was also about 8%. And now we have robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking tens of millions of jobs. So we have a situation where we have the largest economic deficit ever, trade and budget. We have $21 trillion of debt. $21 trillion, as I mentioned earlier in the show, has been stolen. I don't know where it is. You know, trade wars, there's a lot of talk about that. Basically, that's keeping your currency cheap, cheaper than the competition. But that's going to all come apart here pretty soon also. And I mentioned also in the beginning of the show, I want to talk a little bit about inflation and deflation. Now, when it comes to what we're running into is a hybrid stagflationary situation for the bottom 93%. It's the worst of inflation and the worst of deflation because wages aren't going up for us. Debt is going up for us. Savings is going down. Certain things are getting quite expensive because of subsidies, money printing, special interests, PACs, lobbyists, etc. So when you look at the things that are going up, like food and water and health care, college, insurance, taxes, lumber, housing, rent, transportation, stocks, it's all because of all this artificial manipulation and manufacturing. So when you look at overall debt, okay, this is the situation we're in, especially for the bottom 93%. When consumers, now remember, I try to remember to say this every time I talk about, you know, inflation, deflation, or stagflation. 70% of GDP or growth is consumption-driven in America. And I will touch on that, Vince, if it's okay, on the other side.
Sure. Yeah, Rich Eben, I'll be right back. Rich Eben's website, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rich, today's young people are extremely bored. I can't understand how a person can be bored. Because in my world, I'm having trouble figuring out which first thing is first. We have so many things on our plate that need to be done, must be done. We have to prioritize and figure out what we're going to attack first and solve first. And today's young people are bored. They're trapped by their cell phones. They're trapped by their texts and tweets and so forth. This is an opportunity for their parents and their grandparents to rescue them and get them out of this trap, this technology trap, where they don't know how to do things and they're bored most of the time. Think about that, class. Rich?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Vince. Well, I tell my girlfriend all the time, I wish I didn't need to sleep, because life is so exciting. There's so much things to do, and I'm pushing 60, so it's not like I have my major adventure years ahead of me. I just feel for these young people who, when they get to their 50s, they're going to feel like they've really missed out on life because of the technocracy and the imbalance in life between technology and nature. So that being said, let me finish where I was going and throw a little economics in here, because I never get to, Vince, we've talked about this a million times, we never get past 10% of what we want to talk about in a two-hour show. It's just impossible. So that being said, I want to talk about this hybrid stagflationary situation. I want to talk about Are we in inflation or deflation? When consumers buy things, especially when they buy it with cash and they don't leave a debt trail, basically it could lead to a demand trend and a deflation in the short term. But that's not the case, especially for the bottom 93%. So when the powers that be talk about the economy, they're basically talking about the powers that be picking up the slack, because, like, you look at QE or quantitative easing, 95% of that money goes to the top 1 to 7%. I'm going to repeat that. For quantitative easing or any type of money printing, 95% of that money goes to the top 1 to 7%. So basically, corporate welfare, aristocracy welfare, is 10 million fold what the bottom 93% gets in any other type of entitlements. So don't forget that, folks. And that's why they want, we are not sanctioned, because we do not carry the narrative for the aristocracy. We are trying to give ideas and solutions to the little people. So, I want to say, when people buy things on time, in other words, when you're paying interest, which increases your debt load, and that's at all levels, household, corporate, government, it leads to a trend in debt deflation, because savings are going down, debt's going up. So people can't buy other goods and services because the middle class is broke. And when I say middle class, I talk about, obviously, the bottom 93%, because the middle class and poor has melted together. Now, every U.S. recession in the past 60 years has been preceded by a negative spread. And I've talked about the spread on the show many times, a.k.a. basically inverted yield curve. And it certainly looks like we are heading towards that direction. And even though the powers that be won't admit we're in a recession, we are, because they always come back half a year after and say, oh, we were in a recession there, because all the books are cooked and they control the numbers, and of course they control the narrative and the memes, themes, and talking points. Now, I read an article, and some of you might have read about this, regarding home equity loans. Basically, they're calling it houses on ATMs because the people are broke. So for people who own homes, they have to go into their bank or lender and take out home equity loans. It's the same thing. It's analogous to a margin call in the stock market. People who are buying stocks and bonds are buying it on margin, which means they're taking equity out of their portfolio and buying other stuff, other products. So when margin calls occur, or when this recession hits full gear, which we have a 50% chance of being in a full-fledged depression with the numbers that are out there, everybody's going to lose everything. We have been set up to fail from 2008 with taxpayer-funded bailouts from the too big to fail and too big to jail. And this is why we can't listen to the sanctioned narrative. Vince?
Going into the break. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
But you're talking about stagflation and the bottom 93% are broke. And here's some anecdotal evidence of that. You know, McDonald's workers are complaining that they don't earn $15 an hour, enough to sustain life, a living wage. They don't make enough pay their bills. I don't remember McDonald's ever being a company that a person would consider making a career with. You know, it just wasn't. It was typically a job that you'd get after high school, part time. You know, to learn how to be an employee. and to learn the fast food business and why you don't want to work there. But it seems to me that people are so desperate for jobs, they're thinking that McDonald's is a place where they can settle within and just stay there. It doesn't make sense to me. That's how desperate people are. So that's just anecdotal evidence that what you're saying is correct about stagflation. And here's another thing. I was thinking about what you were saying with getting out of the city. So here are my thoughts very quickly. If a person lives in an urban setting, that person is 100% dependent on other people for virtually everything. What am I talking about? Water treatment, sewage treatment, garbage disposal, food, electricity, heating, roofing, painting, everything that goes on around you is provided by somebody else. If you live in the city, you're trapped. Absolutely trapped. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to be trapped? I think if you consider the possibility of getting out of the city, that's a great way to go. But why don't people leave where they live? Because they have family. The family's there. So most people would say, boy, I wish I could. I would if I could. But, you know, I've got relatives here. Got brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandparents, nephews. So I can't leave. Got my job. Is that really true? I don't think so. You can leave if you want. Who's done it? Rich has. I have. And there are a few others. So, yeah, you can if you want. But you might need some coaching. You might need to do a lot of research to figure out where is the best place to go. Rich found Montana was the best place for him. Mrs. Pinelli and I and our family found that Missouri was the best place for us. There are other places. And maybe we should build a little village of like-minded people. People who can help each other. People who know plumbing, heating, air conditioning, solar, auto mechanics, gardening, food preparation, food preservation, efficiency, how to deal with the oppressive government, security, protection, self-defense, fencing, animals, raising animals, butchering animals. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Rich?
Absolutely. And, you know, living with alternative energy is not just from the skill set perspective. I look at it more importantly from the perspective of living below your means. You're forced to, like, for example, when I make energy now from first week of February to first week of November, I have unlimited energy, so I don't really pay attention. But during the winter months, if I don't have the energy, I don't use it. It's kind of analogous to money in the bank. If I don't have money in the bank, I don't spend it, which too many people in America are losing perspective on that, as I mentioned earlier. But when you look at, I want to address some of the things you just said, looking at McDonald's, I used to, I gave financial counseling to people even in my 20s. And I always used to use as working at McDonald's as a semi-retired situation where if you get out of debt, I always say you can work at McDonald's to pay your bills. And that's the importance of getting out of debt that I've always mentioned to people. And if you look at car loans, school loans, credit card loans, the subprime mortgage that we're in with vehicles and in just heading back into with housing, it's a very scary situation for the bottom 93%. And you mentioned talked about independence and things like that. I'll tell you right now, we always need people. We'll always, I mean, unless you're really a true mountain man living in Alaska or Canada somewhere, really remote, which very few people do, you always need people, okay? We always, I spend a lot of time helping people over the phone and giving consultation and counseling to some of these ideas and solutions that we're talking about right now. And you also mentioned, well, people use the excuse, well, I have family here, I have brothers, I have sisters. Now, my brother followed me when I came out to Montana. I came out 31 years ago. He came out about 5 years later, and my parents came out after that, and we lost my dad in 06. But, you know, they've had a great life living here. My brother loves Montana because he's also a hunter and a fisher, and he loves living where the human population to natural resource ratio is not so compromised. But think about it this way, folks. Let's say you have a brother or a sister here. Let's say you come here, and the crapper hits the fan with the tyrannical government, with a loss of our freedom of speech and gun rights. In other words, our Bill of Rights and Constitution. God forbid that happens. But the people don't wake up and don't stand up and don't speak up and don't read up and stand for principle. It could happen. I hope it doesn't, but it could happen. Where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the FEMA camp of urban suburban America, or do you want to be in rural America where you can control maybe a little more of your own destiny? And, of course, always needing people, because if you're around like-minded people, you're going to trade skill sets. You're going to try to help people out. You know, when I hunt, I give away 50% of my meat to people who appreciate it. Now, and I give away vegetables that I harvest and stuff like that. And we were talking about how we hardly have any free time. It's not because we're working our butts off and everything is a chore. It's because we love the lifestyle. Like, for example, the last commercial, I just started some seeds, some eggplant and peppers, and I just watered them and put in a piece of wood in my wood stove. So it's basically what you're doing is you're investing in a lifestyle, you're investing in a plan B, you're investing in options, and you're investing in a place where the family that you might be using as an excuse to not move away from, that you're actually preparing a safe place for them, whether it be a bug-out place, whether it be anything. It could be an EMP. It could be an economic collapse. It could be so many things that could compromise our way of living. So think about it this way. How many people have a plan B who are listening to this program? Well, the people listening to this program probably have a plan B, C, and D. But how many people in America don't? And this is why, for the people who are going to college, which to me is social indoctrination and absolutely just creating debt and dumbing people down, I think you need to look at a lifestyle like this. For people who have retirees in their family or friends, and they might have some extra capital resources, I think it's time to sit down at the negotiating table and talk to your young people about homesteading and pioneering a piece of land so they can, and you negotiate where the older people can live on it until death, and they help out with their capital resources. You get the property out of debt. You build the structures. You build the fencing. You build the garden. You build the solar array. Whatever your lifestyle is, live where you recreate. But for those of you who live in urban suburban America who are on a treadmill running to nowhere, and you don't see your savings going up, but your debt is, I think it's time to start sitting around the kitchen table and talking about a plan B. And this is where Vince and I may be able to help you thinking about a plan B. I've had people show up at my talks who were just curious about this lifestyle. I've had people here from Europe who have heard about me. People just want to think outside the box because they realize we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups, and people are getting concerned. So having a plan B and thinking outside the box is not a bad idea, Vince.
Okay. I've got some specific thoughts on what you just said. So the average new vehicle loan, the average, this is not the most expensive, most exotic. This is like right in the middle. The average new vehicle loan has just hit a record high of $31,100. The average loan for a used automobile is $19,600. Now, for the price of the, or for the amount of money for the average new car loan, $31,100, a person could, if he shopped or she shopped well, a person could buy the amount of land that you could plant 40 urban homes on. You could literally plant 40 urban homes on the amount of land you could buy if you shop carefully for the amount of the average new vehicle loan of $31,100. Is it seem like this is nonsense? No. No, because if you look at how much land an urban home takes, maybe a quarter of an acre. So you could get about 10 acres in my neck of the woods for in the 30s. Can you imagine that? And what about taxes? Well, if there's nothing on that land, it's just, we'll call it recreational land, the taxes would be less than $100 a year. Imagine that. Imagine having no government supervision. No departments of inspection, detection, and rejection. No building permits. You just do it. Imagine that. That's what we're talking about. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And yes, we have. Now you can spend a little more money and get land that's tillable. And get better land. But literally, for $30,000, you can buy some land. Like 10 acres, which is pretty darn nice. And they're not making any more of it. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, I was looking at how much monthly payments for the average new automobile, how much they are. Currently, new monthly payments have hit $515 a month for the loan payment on the average new vehicle purchase. $515 a month. Now, to me, wow, I'm looking at $31,100 for the average new vehicle price. I'm sorry, new loan amount. I didn't spend even 10% of that on the latest vehicle I bought, which was a Mercedes diesel. I spent less than 10% of the average vehicle loan amount for a new vehicle. Well, if you spent $515 as the new monthly payment for a new vehicle, heck, you could probably get 40 acres for that $515 a month. Now, of course, the term would be longer, be more like 30 years or 25 years. But wow, what about the next vehicle that you buy? If you buy new vehicles when the payments stop for that vehicle, you're going to get another one, right? So the payments are going to be $515 and keep increasing as the price of vehicles keeps increasing. So instead of doing that, you can get an older vehicle like I bought and keep buying and get some acreage. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I think America has to stop listening to the sanctioned propaganda, especially from the mainstream media. In addition to that, if you're afraid of being a someday Isle, you have a dream about living in the country, I think you got to ask yourself, is there a better time to move? Because who knows what's going to be of value, especially in the realm of currency or commerce, with the corruption that's, and manipulation and deception that's occurred from the powers that be. And when I say sanctioned propaganda, the little boost that we got from economic activity over the past past quarter had a lot to do with the hurricanes, the floods, the mudslides, the wildfires, because people lost stuff and had to go out and buy stuff, mostly on time. And that's part of that debt deflation example I talked about just a few moments ago. So you have to ask yourself about what's going to be tangible, what's going to be worth something. Is food and water going to be worth something? Of course it will be. Is privacy and having a little land around you going to be worth something? Of course it will. Why is all the so-called smart money buying acreage all over America? Why are so many of the super wealthy, the billionaires, moving to New Zealand and the Cook Islands and other places around the country? Folks, we've been had. Okay? The little people have been used. Since 2008, this has been written in the bylaws of what's going to happen. Trump inherited sabotage. I'm telling you right now. So all these taxpayer-funded bailouts for the two big fails and two big jails have been manufactured. Why are the S&P sticking $800 billion into buying back stocks, dividends, and stock options for the super wealthy and mergers and acquisitions, which decreases worker productivity? It decreases workers, but increases productivity in the form of robotics and automation. Options are being limited more and more every day, people. And we have to start thinking outside the box. But there's nobody out there who really sticks up for the little people. And
I've got a question for you. Rich, I've got a question for you. Yeah, I'm looking at the ratings of who's on the air right now. All these people are way ahead of us. Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Brian Kilmeade, Mike Gallagher, Mark Levin, Brian Sussman, Jesse Lee Peterson, Dennis Prager. Do any of those guys talk about how to move out of the city? Do any of these guys talk about how to get by on less? Do any of these guys, when you're all done listening to them, I'm asking the question because I don't know, do any of these guys talk about frugal living, living below your means? Why are they so popular? Why are they so popular? I don't know. I don't know.
Sanctioned messaging.
Okay. Hey, Rich Even, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Ben.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.